Let's take you to London first this morning, where Westminster is expected to be shut down until the 14th of October, just 2.5 weeks before Britain's scheduled divorce date from the European Union. Opposition MPs say they'll reject government calls for a snap election, insisting a law blocking a no-deal Brexit must be implemented first. Overnight, Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn called an emergency debate over the legislation, which was given royal assent on Monday.
It is clear there is no mandate for no deal. In trying to diminish the act, the government's spin doctors have branded it the surrender bill. Mr. Speaker, I remind the House again, we are not at war.
That's Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn speaking there. John Rentoul is the chief political commentator for the Independent newspaper in London. He joins me now. Welcome back to Breakfast.
Hello there, Hamish.
Is Downing Street confirming that the Prime Minister will announce that Parliament's suspended for 5 weeks? Are we that certain?
Yes, they haven't announced it, but we've been told that that is what they will do at the close of business today. I mean, MPs are still talking. It's 9 o'clock at night here in London. There's a lot of other business to be got through. Then the Prime Minister will introduce a debate on whether to have an early election, which will be defeated. And then after that, Parliament will be suspended for until the 14th of October.
So what's the path that Britain is on at that point? Because there is legislation saying that the government must go back to the European Union and ask for an extension. But it sounds like Boris Johnson and his colleagues, some of them calling the law lousy, may have found a strategy for getting around it. We're talking about maybe a formal letter and a political declaration document saying something completely contrary.
No, they haven't found a way around it. That's why they're in such trouble. I mean, they've tried everything. They've tried restricting the amount of time that Parliament could sit. All that did was make sure that the opponents were united and more determined to get their legislation through. I mean, it's very, very unusual. I mean, it's only happened once before, and that was in April this year. That MPs have been able to legislate without the government's consent, and they did it again last week, and that became law this afternoon. I mean, that means that if Boris Johnson can't get a new deal with the European Union, he will have to ask the European Union for another Brexit delay.
There was some reporting throughout the day in London suggesting that the government may in fact comply with that. They would formally request an extension, but then send a second letter saying, but we don't actually really want it.
That's nonsense. I mean you can't comply with the law by not complying with the law. I mean, you either send the letter or you don't.
But it's not nonsense in the sense that it is being discussed as an option.
Well, I suspect it's probably only being discussed by journalists. I mean, the problem is that the government is actually saying off the record to journalists all sorts of things which they will deny if put to them in public. I mean, such as that the Prime Minister will just ignore the law, or before today they were suggesting that the Prime Minister would advise the Queen not to give the law the royal assent. I mean, but that didn't happen. And none of this will happen. I mean, the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom has to abide by the law, and trying to send a second letter to contradict the first one would be plainly an unlawful device. So he's not going to do that. I think, I mean, if it does come to that, I think Boris Johnson would rather resign as Prime Minister, which would, I think, in some form, although it's a bit difficult to see how, it would force a general election, which he would then try to fight on the basis that he was representing the will of the people.
The UK Foreign Minister or Foreign Secretary, Dominic Raab, says the Prime Minister will not go to Brussels on October 17 to negotiate a delay. Instead, Dominic Raab himself will go. What would it take for Europe to grant another extension until January 31 next year?
Oh, well, I think they would do that if asked. But the question is, who's going to ask them? Because it's not going to be Boris Johnson, I don't think. I mean, Boris Johnson's in enough trouble already. If he asked for another Brexit delay, that would be the end of him. I mean, no, no question. I mean, he's staked his entire premiership on delivering Brexit, and saying that he will get us out at the end of October. And if it comes to asking for an extension, I think he would have to resign and someone else would have to go. I mean, it would be a fascinating question as to who the alternative prime minister would be. I don't think it would be Dominic Raab, because I think he's got his eye on the top job at some point in the future. But we will be back in constitutional crisis in the middle of October. But in the meantime, we've got 5 weeks of just kicking our heels.
We also saw MPs vote in support of a motion calling for the government to publish documents and communications relating to no-deal contingency plans, as well as the suspension of Parliament. And that includes private messages exchanged by MPs. Will these actually be released during the suspension? Is that possible?
Well, I suspect, I think that motion was drafted by people who don't really understand how WhatsApp works. But it'll be very interesting to see what happens to that. I mean, this is a sort of displacement activity, a sort of virtue signalling by opponents of the Prime Minister, who are just absolutely outraged with the way he's tried to fend them off. And they're particularly annoyed about the way that Parliament has not been allowed to sit for the next 5 weeks, which sort of slightly ignores the point that Parliament has actually achieved what it wanted to achieve, which was to pass this law finally on the statute book today, which rules out a no-deal Brexit. But they're still pretty annoyed about the way the Prime Minister conducted himself, and so they're trying to extract all the information they can about the sort of secret communications to do with proroguing Parliament.
And am I right in thinking that there is some fairly serious content believed to be in there, though? I mean, there's all sorts of medical advice about the implications for drug shortages and cost of human life.
Well, that's right. I mean, there are two things that they've asked for, which is all the sort of documents and communications about the decision to suspend Parliament for 5 weeks, but also the stuff about the government's assessment of what will happen if there's a no-deal Brexit. But as they've just passed the law to prevent a no-deal Brexit, this is all rather off the point, I fear.
And what is is it clear that Boris Johnson has a broader strategy here? Because it does seem like Britain is on track for an election. His poll numbers, the Conservative poll numbers, seem to be holding up reasonably well, despite all of the sort of narrative of chaos.
Well, they do at the moment, but tonight MPs are going to have a vote on an early election, and they won't achieve the two-thirds majority which is required. So the polling numbers now are by the by. I mean, the question is what will happen if Boris Johnson has to fight an election in November or December after Brexit has been extended, after we carry on being members of the EU. Now, I think he'll resign rather than take responsibility for that. So he will go into opposition and fight the election with cleanish hands. But I mean, he will still be in difficulty then. I mean, and that's why the Labour Party is playing games tonight, because they don't want to have an election quickly, precisely because of those poll numbers. They think they're going to lose it, and they think if they delay, then Boris Johnson will be weakened.
And there was a significant meeting between Boris Johnson and the Irish Prime Minister Leo Varadkar in Dublin. Can you just talk us through the substance of what is at play there? I mean, we started to see an option emerge that had existed some time ago but had been ruled out, and this relates to where Northern Ireland would sit in relation to the customs union.
Yeah, it's a fantastically complicated and technical all this. That is the fundamental problem with the Brexit deal that Parliament rejected several times. Is the arrangements to keep an open border between Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland. And that's what Boris Johnson and Leo Varadkar, the Irish Prime Minister, were talking about. I don't think they got into substantive talks. I mean, they only had half an hour together before, further talks with their officials. But what was interesting about that was at least they were engaged in a dialogue and getting to know each other better. because you know they're going to have to trust each other if there's going to be a way through on this, and it is going to be extremely difficult and technical.
John Rentoul, thank you.
My pleasure.
John Rentoul is the chief political commentator for the Independent newspaper in London.